You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. During this interview, I'm talking with Matt Sikowski, Director of Advancement Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools, on Friday, June 12th. Thank you for joining me, Matt, to bring the community an update from Assumption.
Well, thank you, Melissa. Always great being here on this wonderful day.
Thank you. It is gorgeous today. The sun is shining. The skies are blue. There's perfect clouds in the sky.
Not as hot.
Yeah.
Windy, but we'll take it.
Yeah,
it's a glorious day. And we needed the rain the last few days, too. So
we absolutely did. It was a little excessive, but you know what?
A little bit.
We can't pick and choose.
Well, at least my lawn won't be as brown for the next week or two. And then after that, it'll be brown then.
So. Yes, there you go. Well, let's dive into what's happening with Assumption. The Royals had a wonderful performance at WIAA State Track Meet Division III that just took place here the first weekend of June. Let's talk about this.
Well, Melissa, we had a very special performance by the track athletes that qualify for state. The meet was in La Crosse last weekend on June 5th and 6th. And the thing that was really unique about the kids that were there from our representing our school is that they all medaled.
Oh, wow.
So it was really an incredible performance, and it was led by Bella Thomas. Now, Bella just graduated. She was a senior. She had really a remarkable career at Assumption. She was a state champion for years in the 100 and 200-meter dash. Last weekend, she capped her career being the state champion in the 400-meter dash. 400 meters once around that track, tough race.
Yeah.
It's a sprint, but you got to be strong. So it's almost a combination of a sprint distant event.
Which you would know as a runner.
Yes. I, in fact, participated when I was in high school in that event. I was nothing like Bella. Bella was a state champion. She set the school record in the 400-meter dash. And then she took third in the 100-meter dash, in the fourth place in the 200-meter dash. So Bella.
Well done, Bella.
Absolutely. What a, again, incredible career at Assumption. And she'll be going to and attending Montana State University next fall.
Excellent. Well, good luck to her on her future endeavors.
Yes, indeed.
And then you also have another senior, Lucy Dolan.
Lucy Dolan from the Dolan family. That family, her parents, Jim and Nicole, are Assumption's cross country coach. And what a athletic family that is. Lucy also graduated, and she took second in the 1600 meter dash, fourth in the 800 meter dash, and she set a school record in the 800 meter.
Wow.
It just goes to show you how fast some of the competition was that finished ahead of her. And she took ninth in the 3200 meter dash.
So she's more of a long distance runner.
She was a distance runner, correct?
Yeah.
But still has sprinter's speed, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's a total package. So, Lucy, congratulations. Her brother, Michael Dolan, is a freshman. Now, he could be the next phenom, like Bella was.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. He's a freshman. He took second place in the 1600-meter run and second place in the 3200-meter run. And that's a school record. And this kid is a freshman.
Wow.
So what a performance by this young man.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be hearing a lot from him the next couple of years.
You got three more years to talk about,
yes,
about Michael.
They have Reed Harches, a sophomore, who took sixth place in the 800-meter run and 11th in the 800-meter run.
So sixth place in the 1600-meter.
My bad. Sixth place in the 600-meter run, yes.
And 11th. In the 800.
In 800. And then we had a relay team consisting of Cullen Thomas, who is a senior, Aiden Dalage. I hope I pronounced that last. Sorry, Aiden, if I butchered that. He's a junior. Kalen Ott was a senior. Trey France was a junior. They took fifth place in the 4x400 meter. And then...
And that's also a school record.
No, they actually... Here's the thing with that, Melissa. They took fifth place... That's the mile relay.
Okay.
No, they set a school record in the 4x200.
Oh.
That's the 800-meter relay.
Okay.
And they did that during the preliminary.
Wow.
I don't think they qualified for the finals.
Oh,
again,
my.
It shows you how fast.
No kidding. But that's a school record.
But it's still a school record. So those four kids were amazing. And then we have to recognize the alternatives for that team. We had Trey's brother, Odin France, and Garrett Pavlosky.
Nice.
So what a great way to end our athletic school year by these athletes, probably representing Assumption. Phenomenal job on it.
Yeah. Congratulations, Royal athletes. Excellent work. Well, more work that's going to happen this summer is you have summer school.
Yes.
So this is your Stay Smart program. Let's talk about that a bit.
Stay Smart program is organized by Cheryl, and we started this week. It's pre-K through 8th grade, Tuesday through Thursday from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the high school.
Okay. So it's only 3 days a week, and it's a short amount of time in the morning.
Yes, we still have 3 days a week at the high school. Everything takes place on the first floor. So we usually have a pretty good turnout. I believe we have like 50 kids.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of our parents and families send our kids so they can to this program just to stay smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the title
avoid
of the program.
Avoid that summer slump.
Absolutely. And to stay sharp under skills. You have summer vacation, but you have to stay on top of things. And that's what this program offers the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just perfect enough. It's just in the morning. And then they have the rest of the day to do what they want to do.
Yeah. And it's only about a month length of time that they do this for 3 hours, 3 days a week.
So we started this past Tuesday, June 9th, and it goes right up until July 2nd.
Right before the 4th of July holiday.
4th of July. And then they have off to the last week of August when they come back to school. So stay smart. It's great having the kids at school in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
How does transportation work for summer school for Assumption?
Great question, Melissa. I know yesterday I was in the hallway on the first floor, and I saw a throng of parents. So they were picking their kids up.
Okay.
So there's no busing.
Mm.
We don't offer that. But very similar to, let's say, the Y Day camp, where the parents drop their kids off at camp and then pick them up. Well, they do that with the Stay Smart. Drop them off at Assumption, pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's quite a group at about 8:20 waiting for their young'uns. We had to consolidate a few of the classrooms. So we have a larger school or a larger class size in some of the kids.
Mm.
And we're still, I know Cheryl was still looking for a 5th and 8th grade teacher.
Okay, I was going to ask how many teachers.
She may have stepped up and done that.
Okay. How many teachers do you have for the summer school program?
God, Melissa, you put me on the spot with these questions.
It's my job, Matt.
So I believe we have four.
Okay.
So there's Cheryl, and then there's three other teachers.
And they cover the range of subjects that are taught throughout
the
morning.
Again, staying sharp with these kids on a variety of subjects.
Mm-hmm. So reading, math, English.
Reading, math, English.
History.
A little social science in there. So it's kids look forward to it.
And then are meals offered during your summer program?
They may receive a snack.
Okay.
I believe
snacks are good.
Snack.
I like snacks.
Melissa,
do you like snacks, Matt?
I'm prepared for these questions on you. I should know more. I like snacks, sure.
What's your favorite snack, Matt?
Well, I just had some taffy in our finance office.
Ooh.
This morning.
Nice.
So
not a lot of protein in taffy, though. You need some peanuts.
Junk, that keeps me going, though. But, so, yeah, the Stay Smart. We've been doing it for a number of years and well-received.
But you don't offer it at your high school level? This is only K through 8th?
Pre-K through 8th grade.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Hmm.
I think by the high school, the kids are moved on.
They got summer jobs, right?
Yeah,
they're busy.
That has probably a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Probably has a lot to do with Melissa.
Well, let's take a brief pause right here for a moment to hear from our sponsors. I'm Melissa Kay talking with Matt Sikowski, Director of Advancement and Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools, and you're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome. You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. I'm speaking with Matt Sikowski, Director of Advancement and Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools. And where we left off, we were talking about summer school and some of the fun activities happening. Let's talk about one of these fun activities, the Material Girls Quilt Club Quilt Show at the school. This is happening on June 19th and June 20th. Tell me about this, Matt.
The Material Girls Quilt Show, part of the Cranberry Blossom Fest. And they've been using the high school at Assumption. I believe this is their third year. So it's a great home for them.
Well, you got to have space to display those beautiful quilts.
It really is amazing. I would highly recommend to the viewing audience to come on out and view the talent.
Mm-hmm.
These quilts are something to behold. The gym, it primarily is the space that the quilts are presented. But the girls use other parts of the school too, the library, the cafeteria. And the dates of the show are Friday, June 19th, and Saturday, June 20th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., again, at Assumption Catholic High School. And the admission fee is $5. Okay. You enter in the front part of the school through the lobby. One really cool thing that they have is a Quilt of Valor presentation that'll take place on Saturday at 11 a.m. Very patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
They do a wonderful job with that. And I want to also let everybody know, and Pam just mentioned this to me as I was waiting to come to be with you, Melissa, mm-hmm. and that if you have a sewing machine that's not working, you can bring that to the quilt show, and they'll fix that. They'll have someone, I believe.
Oh.
Pam said from Wausau, come down.
Okay.
Which might be a good reason for anyone to come there if you're having a...
You know, it's hard to find a sewing machine technician in this day and age that services sewing machines. It's not as common of a practice anymore.
Like a grandfather clock. Where are you going to find people that do that?
Fix clocks or resole your shoes?
Yeah, so it's a very specialized talent. So
mm-hmm.
if you're having problems with your hobby machine sewing, bring them to the quilt show. But that is, we're really thrilled that they use our high school. It's a great community event. In fact, they set up on Wednesday. They start moving their quilts on Wednesday evening. Thursday is dedicated towards the total setup. And then the show is Friday and Saturday.
And what does the admission fee go toward?
I think it goes towards the quilt show in some capacity.
I'm gonna theorize, because I don't know this for sure, but I know that the Quilts of Valor are all made by volunteers. And I wonder if some of that admission fee would go towards purchasing the materials for those Quilts of Valor.
That's a great question, Melissa. I'll have to ask Sue. Sue is the organizer, mm-hmm. Sue Wolf. And $5 is pittance for what you can enjoy and see,
mm-hmm.
And we're hoping that it won't be as warm next weekend because they're in the gym.
Yeah.
But we don't have any AC in the gym.
Oh, dear.
And I think...
You got some fans.
There's fans in there. But I think the first year I was here, it rained a lot on the Friday. But we can't control the weather.
True.
But we can control our attitude. So we're going to have a great time. And I want to say the quilt show and the Stay Smart really work well together. Because the summer school has to work around just a few things on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
when they're at school. But they we're so thrilled to have the show at a high school. They treat our school with respect. People get to come to the high school.
And mm-hmm.
So we're honored that they're there. So again, Friday, June 19th, Saturday, June 20th, the Material Girls Quilt Show. Assumption Catholic School High School, part of the Cranberry Blossom Fest. Come on out.
And the show is from 9 to 4, both of those days.
Yes.
So you do have some other fun summer events happening for Assumption. Let's talk about the ACS Night with the Rafters.
Yes, Melissa, coming.
Because that's also Friday, June 19th.
It is. So it's Friday, June 19th at beautiful Winter Park, 6:35 p.m. start time. Great Northwoods League baseball. Come on out. The Assumption family I'm talking to right now.
So but everybody else is welcome too.
Of course. Yes.
But you're having a tailgate party
really
at the high school.
To the Assumption people, if they're listening.
Yeah.
So the Raptors take on lacrosse, loggers. We do have a tailgate party because our school, high school, is located just down the hill from
Witter. Yeah, you're within walking distance of Witter Park.
Tailgate party. We're planning on having hot dogs, some beverages, and some chips for our families.
Starts so that's from 4:30 to 5:30.
Correct. And then we'll all head up to Witterfield together.
Nice. And do you have free tickets for anyone who attends the tailgate party?
We have free tickets for our teachers.
Oh, for faculty and support staff. Okay,
nice. For support staff being subsidized by our athletic department and the rural parents.
Okay.
Really nice. Very nice that they're doing that. The cost for our families is $11 per seat.
Okay.
And they can do that. We're in Section G. Melissa, go on the Raptors website, enter the Assumption promo code, and you get your ticket. Or you can purchase it the day of, too.
Nice.
So we're trying to really, our numbers for the tailgate party kind of anemic at the moment. I have a teacher with two of her family and a family. So Assumption families, if you're listening, come on out.
Can they call ahead of time to let you know that they're planning to come?
The thing that is helpful is I'll know how many hot dogs or even pizza for to get.
Right, right. You got to have enough hot dogs.
So I just can't, order like 100 hot dogs if there's just,
Right, right, right.
So you got to let me know, matthew.zikowski@acswr.org. Reserve your spot. Friday, June 19th. It'll be a fun night. And we're hoping for good weather for that. Last year, we got rained out.
Oh, dear. Well, maybe it'll be different this year.
I think it'll be different this year. And then, Melissa, if I could jump to the next item. The 38th Annual Rural Golf Scramble, a major fundraising event for our athletic
38th annual. Wow.
And the man really behind that stirs the drink, for the straw that stirs a drink, is Bob Burkhauser and his son, Joe. Joe's our athletic director. But Bob and Joe do a great job of putting on a fun, engaging event for a lot of alumni are part of this event, but it's really for the public.
Yeah.
To come on out, support our athletic department, all the great things we do for these kids
and this
our
is
athletic
at,
program.
And this is at Ridges Golf Course on Friday, July 17th.
Correct. So this is it's a few details. We have an AM session and a PM session. Individuals can join, $105 for the AM session, foursome is $420, then the afternoon session for an individual it's $115, and for a foursome it's $460. Call Bob and Joe.
Because you got to reserve your spot for this.
Reserve your spot.
There's a limited number available.
Correct. Joe's number is 715-422-0915. A few other things. Dinner consisting of beef, medallion. I hope I pronounced
you
that
did.
Right.
You did.
And chicken Oscar dinner. And if you don't golf, it's $40 to purchase a banquet ticket. There's open bar banquet at the Ridges from 5 to 9. Now, that open bar, we have beer and wine and soda only.
That's fair.
There's no mixed drinks, so it's perfect.
But you could purchase those.
Sure you can.
Mm-hmm.
Live music on the patio from 8 to midnight. The last thing I wanted to communicate, we are limiting the afternoon session to 36 groups. So that right there tells you really the great response.
Yeah.
And everything, the dinner takes place at the Ridges. I think a couple of years ago, we used to golf at the Ridges and had the dinner at the high school.
Okay.
But it's so much more convenient.
To just do it all there. They have the facility.
Correct. Bob and Joe are really pleased how that has worked out. Yes, contact Joe again, 715-422-0915, and get in this golf tournament. Joe and Bob do a wonderful job. Support our athletic program.
Nice.
And then, Melissa, we have our Assumption Catholic School night at the Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Center. That's for our families that are attending any of our schools. Sunday, August 9th.
Okay, I was going to say, that date has to be wrong.
So it's so August 9th.
We're well past April, Matt.
Yes. Sorry about that.
That's okay. August 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. That's free for ACS families. You got a registration begins July 1st.
They got to email me. And okay. The response is people love it.
Good.
They really,
the Aquatic Center is great.
It is great. So
I've heard they've made some changes this year, and it's wonderful.
Yes, I look forward to that. And our night is special because it's on a Sunday, and it's after the park is closed.
Oh, nice. So it's just for Assumption.
This will be our third year doing this. And we look forward to it. And then what I want to do at this time, Melissa, is when you think of school in summer, the kids are gone. Teachers are gone as well. But we still have some staff that are taking care of our
school. There's still work happening at the school.
Big time. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to give a shout out to Larry and Liz from our middle and high school.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing incredible amounts of work. Liz is polishing the floors of each classroom. There's painting that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting the
school
ready.
A lot of maintenance happens during the summer.
Correct. And we have Edward at St. Vincent de Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Fine young man. And Troy at Our Lady Queen of Heaven at Shelley School.
Nice.
That there's enough to keep these people busy.
Oh, yes. And Thank you for custodians and all the work that you do behind the scenes that people don't see but appreciate every day.
Amen to that. They unsung heroes
mm-hmm.
get into our schools ready.
Well, in our last 30 seconds here, there's one big change coming up next year for the sixth graders. What is it, Matt?
I'm finally able to unleash this incredible news. Our sixth graders will be at St. Vincent de Paul. For many years, we always had sixth through 12th grade at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
So at the high school next year, it's the 7th through 12th. The fifth graders that were at St. Vincent de Paul's will stay. And next
so you
year,
get one more year the at the school you're familiar with.
At St. Vincent de Paul. Yeah. So there are many reasons for that. Maybe in July I can touch on that.
Sure.
But we're excited about it. We're utilizing our space better. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a good thing for the sixth grade.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you coming in today, Matt. I'm Melissa Kaye, speaking with Matt Zukowski, Director of Advancement and Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic School. Thank you for taking the time today.
Thanks, Melissa. So long, everybody.
And thank you to listeners joining us for news in our community on Perspective 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR.